Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The federal government is giving payroll assistance to religious organizations during the pandemic. WWJ News Radio 950's Rob St. Mary reports.
The Archdiocese of Detroit, as well as Muslim, Jewish, and Christian organizations locally, have received loans or payroll tax credits. Monsignor Mike McGarren with St. Joan of Arc Parish in St. Clair Shores says the tax credits through the end of the year will help him keep most of his teachers, outreach, and front office staff.
Whether it's any Christian organization, Jewish organization, you know, a Muslim organization, these are all outreaches that everyone is doing for their own individual communities.
McGarren says the tax credits will help recoup some of the income lost due to lower donations and offerings when his church was closed. Federal figures show the Archdiocese of Detroit took a loan in the $2 to $5 million range. In a statement, the local Catholic leadership says that will allow them to keep about 1,100 employees in parish operations, food pantries, and parochial schools. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.